you doing?
Good.
I'm JV.
Oh, hi. It's Elvis. Hello.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
Are you okay, Natasha? Day number two of the diet that we're on?
Yes.
Day
better
number
today.
Two. Yeah, how, we were saying the name of it wrong yesterday.
I know, I saw that because I looked it up. You were saying the bullet diet? Or
yeah, the no bullet or no something, bullet, but that's just the name of the coffee.
Yeah. It's the, that was.
Do you know the name, the actual name of the diet we are on?
Yes. It's called the ketogenic diet.
Ketogenic. You know, one of our listeners was saying, yeah, my husband lost 60 pounds on the keto.
Wow, that's
yeah.
crazy.
My first day, I lost... I get up this morning, I was down 3 pounds.
Kidding.
And I was like, well, this can't be right. So right. I adjusted the scale, but so 2.5.
That's amazing.
I got back on it. 2.5 yeah. pounds already.
Oh, you'll shed weight. You'll
well.
Shed weight.
You lost two, Natasha?
Yes.
Wow. So you shed the weight, and then when you're done shedding the weight, then you start eating good again.
Right, back
not
to pizza.
Pounding on the pizzas and
pizza.
The egg rolls and the,
yeah.
and the chili.
Get myself
and carne.
A Coca-Cola and a pizza and have myself a fully loaded burrito as a reward.
Yeah, right, of course.
I want to do a reward week.
I went a whole day with a damn diet. Well, how was just eating avocado by itself? I can do that.
It was really
yes.
good.
Yeah,
it
was good. Thank you. I
Natasha
know.
Hates the buttering your back, you know, your backside. Because you're drinking a coffee with two tablespoons of butter.
Yeah.
And
you
oil.
Run,
yeah.
And oil. You're going to run to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's going
to
lube you.
And Natasha doesn't feel too good. She says it makes her feel like nauseous, queasy.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times in the day, I felt a little weird. Okay, so what you have is you have the coffee and the butter
yeah.
and a green thing with it. And then you have some avocado.
Avocado, yeah.
Like
can you eat
that.
A ton of them? Can you eat a couple? Just
well, I chopped up one avocado mm-hmm. each. With some lime
oh,
and pepper.
Lime in the avocado, man.
And you got the
oh.
boiled eggs later.
Okay.
And then we had a full dinner. We had the squash and the chicken.
That's
and
a meal. You cooked?
Oh. No.
Picked it up at Whole Foods.
If they fine, so what?
Much
hey,
easier.
Good deal, man.
A couple of things. By the way, if you want to do the diet yourself, and I know people are going to say, well, you guys are doing all these different diets. No, we didn't stick to any.
Yeah, right. They this are sticking
one,
to this one, yeah.
Any one that you can lose a pound a day, I'm in. And yeah. then from there, I want to be sensible. That's yeah. my choice. You don't like it. You know where to shove it, I think.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
think they know where to shove it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can describe it. I mean, you
take
can
take your own head and you shove it into a neighbor.
No, you. If you're at the office right now mm. and you're sitting next to Ned, you know where to shove it in.
Yeah,
there
or,
we go.
Or shove it into the trash can.
That's too. That's good too. Yeah.
Why don't you just go shove it right into the toilet and stay there
mm-hmm.
for a
we
long
don't need
time?
Your attitude. No. Drop it.
A couple of things about Natasha.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
What? No. So Natasha, she's our producer, mm-hmm. and we're also married.
Right.
So obviously, we're going to text each other throughout the day. Oh. I had a morning show to do. This morning, but I wanted to check on Natasha to see how she was doing mm-hmm. with this diet, because you can, some people can experience nauseous feelings or just like you're going through almost like flu-like symptoms.
Yes, I know. Kind of dizzy. You
you're
feel
rocking.
Lightheaded. All of that.
You're
yeah.
rocking.
I was seeing stars.
Oh,
that's beautiful. That's lovely. Pixie
you're lucky.
Dust. So I said, hey, how are you feeling? She goes, a lot better. I had to eat an egg white. I was getting so sick, but I feel better after eating it. And then the next text, she says, this bike writer, W-R-I-T-E-R. She goes, this bike writer that was writing.
I was talking to Siri to type
I know,
for me.
But it came out, this bike writer that was writing it right in front of me. Took a spill. I swear I wasn't the one that hit him.
Oh.
I swear to God, I did not run him over. I did
bike
not.
Bike rider went
him.
Down.
And with your track record of being an awful
you know,
driver.
I did get scared because he
because
was
he
right
was underneath
in front
the
of
car.
No.
Is that writer under in the garage right now?
Because you felt bumps. As you
no.
rolled over him, and he
you
went.
Know what? Thank God that I was at a red light, and I did not even move. But because he took a spill right in front of me.
Thank God. Thank God for all of this earth that there are red lights where Natasha can keep that car still at times, because that's going to be a lot less accidents.
It's not only that. It's your jackrabbit stops and starts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to approach a red light at 70 miles an hour and pray
How
for
do
breakage.
You know? You've only
I've
been in a car right. with
Listen,
me one
we've already,
time.
We've already discussed
we
all that.
We have.
So how was it that this author took a spill? Like, what caused him to
I
hit the concrete?
I told you, I had Siri type for me.
And he had a book signing he was late for.
How did you know he was a writer?
And
no, so this guy's got a book coming out, but what caused him to hit the ground?
I have no idea. We were at a red light.
Uh-huh.
That very well could be you really not paying attention. You've hit this guy, and
no,
you don't
I
even
didn't.
Know it, right?
I didn't.
Oh.
I did not move.
No, I didn't.
Other things about Natasha. I put my finger out right before we were about to sign on. I put my finger out as she's walking. I go, hey, you ready to start? And I take my finger and I'm poking her chest.
Okay.
And I'm expecting some sort of reaction from her.
Right.
It doesn't bother her whatsoever. I wanted you to guess. It would be annoying. Trust me, if I came over to you and I took my pointer finger and I get on your breastplate, that middle bone, and I'm like, bap, 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 bap. Yeah. It would bother you, right?
Oh, I would hate it.
I like it.
She actually likes
it. It feels good.
What? You're weird. That's weird. That's aggravating.
Why do you think she likes something so aggravating?
I don't know. What is the deal?
Why do you guys think?
Does it affect you in other areas?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell Elvis.
A long time ago, when I first met JV, he told me that his ex-girlfriend used to hate it when he would tap her.
I would tap her in the chest.
In the chest.
And she would get so mad. And I can't help it. You know, I'm younger. It's like, I know this is now bothering someone, so I do it more. And she wanted to kill me.
Okay.
So because my ex hated it, Natasha knows she's annoyed, but she goes, oh, I love it. Tap me more.
Because he told me that. He tried doing it to me because he thought, oh, this will annoy
me. I thought all Asians.
So I refuse to let it bother me.
To the point where you're going to go to the hospital because you've got like a growth.
It actually feels good.
It's bruised. As I'm doing it, it's bruising. It's getting worse.
It's like,
I love it. I love it. Ooh, hit that. Hit that more.
It's a huge bruise knot. It's
hit that, Daddy. Hit that. Hit that. Thump that.
It's like a third boob. It's so large.
Poke me.
I just refuse to be like any of your exes.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's a long line of ladies.
No, it's not. It's two.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
How many exes do you have?
Two.
Just two?
Two, that I can, an ex meaning somebody you've said, I love you too. Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You two, just two?
Just two.
Just two, now three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three with Natasha.
Yeah, three. And
well, Natasha, no, I said exes. Natasha's not an ex.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's right.
Amber, don't need it.
Kidding. Oh, yeah. You know
one more thing about Natasha.
Oh,
what else?
Please.
You had something else?
Oh, no, I don't have anything.
I don't appreciate this bad reputation you guys are presenting.
That's not a bad reputation.
It's awesome.
Well.
You being willing to let me thump your chest, that's awesome.
Oh.
One more thing about Natasha.
Yes.
She told me the other day, I just out of nowhere, she goes, you know, it's Korean custom to bring toilet paper to someone's house when you're visiting.
It is.
I was like, what? So I sat there. I'm like, what's the meaning of this? Yeah. Are you basically saying, look, I'm probably going to go brown in here. So I thought I'd bring my paper and not use all yours. That's disrespectful.
No, what it is, it's customary when you go to someone, when you visit someone's house, to bring them either like.
Sodas or chips?
Or flowers.
Flowers.
You could do that, but I think
Basket.
Koreans, they bring like a household item like laundry soap or toilet paper. Something.
So toilet paper, would it be fine if it was down to about 22 sheets left on it?
Maybe.
So do people welcome that? Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
And they have a whole closet with just nothing but toilet paper, and they stack it on the stack, and there's hundreds of rolls in there.
You know, I think what it is, it's something that every household needs.
It's a necessary.
Like flowers, food. I mean,
it goes bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So does the paper.
Not practical.
No.
If you're going to give me a gift, then bring me something practical.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. When I go to someone's house and I've got to do something like that, if they don't have the right brand, I got to go home. I have to have the.
Are you serious?
Well, who buys single layer? Who
I think you should work that out anyway. It should be a rare case. Every person should be allowed 10 times you destroying someone else's bathroom with your funk. I think it's rude. If you really, really, really got to go, do it. But you know across the street is Safeway. You could go ask them. Think of a reason that you need to leave. Hey, I need to go smoke a cigarette. And then go do it somewhere else, not in my home.
And the bathroom is right next to where everybody's eating. And you open that.
Yeah, when you're in a small apartment, you go to someone's condo.
Studio or something, where you're all in one room.
How dare you?
You don't do that. That's not cool.
You know what I used to do? Visiting people. Uh-huh. No, never mind. You're not going to believe it. So why tell you?
Dude, just try me.
Natasha's not going to believe it.
I'll believe it.
I would bring toilet paper to people to their house, but I would make sure it was stuck to my shoe. Like, I would go. I would go to Safeway bathroom or wherever, and I'm like, oh, God, okay. I would lay down toilet paper. and then I would step in it. You know, right. I would get something sticky and then some step gum. In it yeah. and then walk to someone's house just to see the look. They're like, yeah. what are you doing?
Right. I'm sorry. Gift.
Bringing you toilet paper.
Yeah, here you go.
But isn't that nice? Like, I mean,
yeah, well, very nice of me.
To would bring you, some dirty, raggedy pieces
no,
of toilet
would you
paper?
Deny, like a thing of toilet paper. Like,
I would look at the person like, what?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know my ass?
Yeah, thank you. Exactly
you
what I'm saying.
Like, take this back to your house. I don't like the rough stuff.
Yeah, this
I
is
like
personal.
Something very cottony.
Yeah, I like,
everyone is, you know, down with their own brand.
The Northern three-ply is the only way to go. There's yeah. a three-ply out there that is God's gift to the bung.
Speaking of... Speaking of brands,
yeah.
I got into a conversation with our agent
mm-hmm.
the other day,
okay.
and he gave me this long, a couple of things out of it were interesting, but okay. he gave me this long speech about, you know, Doghouse, and you guys are a brand, and if you're going to go in somewhere and you want someone to sample your brand, you are going to have to do something so different, so unique, so special. Let me give you an example here, Jeff, okay. JV. Yeah. 94% of human beings that have a toothpaste in their home use that brand because when they were a child, their mom and dad gave them that brand. And you will not get them to change that brand. So you got to go into it thinking that way. How am I going to get someone to give up their brand? And I was like, dude, I really got to go. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I'm
dude.
Just kidding. I just hung up as he was talking.
Yeah, the analogy.
I didn't tell him I got to go.
Ain't working. Toothpaste in the doghouse. Shut up.
So Natasha has something very, very interesting to share with you next. All right here. It is the Doghouse with JV and Elvis. I'm JV.
Hi there. It's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
We live in San Francisco, and we were driving down 3rd Street, and then we arrive at AT&T Park, and there is a long line of geeks. I like the geeks.
Oh,
like
you know
thousands.
What? I got to consider myself kind of a dork.
It was like, geek, female. Geek, female. Geek, female.
Now, if she's in line with the geeks, is she a geek also? Female geek. There's a lot of those. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sure.
But obviously, these were very smart people. You could tell that if you went over there and tried to have a conversation, they would look at you like, man, you're dumb. Why are you over here with us? It just when I say geek, I'm not ripping. It looked like a smart, really smart group of people. And I'm like, well, what is going on at AT&T Park that has thousands of people lined up? It wrapped around AT&T Park.
Wow. Because no ball game.
Couldn't figure it out. Yeah. Natasha then stumbled upon it today. What was it?
It was the Summer Intern-a-Palooza. It's an annual gathering with thousands of tech industry summer interns.
Wow. So these interns... And I'm telling you, thousands. You remember I told you San Francisco is changing. All of these people, for the most part, are not from here.
No.
So you got thousands of people. Probably the majority of them are not from here. They've just moved out here. I'm interning for one of these big companies. If this is just – this is not even the staff. These are the interns.
Yeah, for the summer.
For the tech biz.
Yeah.
And there was easily 20,000 people outside of AT&T Park.
So you guys won't believe – I read this article.
Okay.
And the interns for these tech companies, they get paid. Guess how much –
paid interns, really?
Paid
interns.
Guess how much they get paid a month.
A month.
So this is like an average. So
well, you're an intern. You're just learning. You're not a real employee. So.
And you're most likely still in school, right?
You
still
are,
in college.
You are
okay,
through.
These
you're
are still in school.
These are, I'm going to say $500 a week.
No.
How
higher,
much?
Higher.
How much?
Higher.
Two. Okay, let's go monthly. Let's go.
4,000.
Higher.
6,000?
Higher.
7,000?
Higher.
8,000?
Higher.
9,000?
Now I'm...
$9,000 a month.
To be an intern, you know, in radio. Oh, that's what I forgot to tell you, Elvis. The other thing about this long 20,000 kind of geeky type guys.
Right.
I'm not ripping them.
No.
They were all young.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are like, we had guys, you know, 19, 20,
early 20s,
at tops 25.
Yeah.
So they're getting paid $9,000 a month as they go to school to kind of hang out and learn.
Wait, my first radio job?
That's where I was going.
I made $1,000 a month.
At your job. You and I both interned.
Yeah. Oh,
I interned for a couple of years and made nothing. The thing that I did get one thing. It was someone grabbing me by the ear going, get out of here.
You guys.
And then you and I,
yeah.
Once we had our big morning show on Wild 94.9, we passed that abuse right along to the next turd.
That's a great point. Yeah, we had to have some fresh meat to destroy.
This is the world we're living in.
Wow, guys, $9,000 a month.
Listen.
Okay.
That's not where it ends.
Okay.
These interns, they also get a $1,500 housing stipend.
So, wait a second. I'm pacing here. That's $1,500 toward housing.
In addition to what
in
you
addition.
Already get. You're 9,000.
You're making six figures, which $9,000 a month is.
So you're getting, you're an intern. You get to live out here, and they're like, hey, we understand that where you came from probably cost a little more. We're going to add another $1,500 onto your salary, and you're not even officially an employee.
You know what this is doing? This is having them, because they're just working for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be making $9,000 a month before taxes. I get that. And $1,500 a month for a housing stipend. Why are these people even thinking about leaving? They're going to go right back into this workforce. And this is never going to stop.
That's why they're out at AT&T Park. They're like, hey, line me up with something. By the way, I don't think it is just this summer. You can. There are people that intern their entire year. As long as I'm going to school, I'm going to have an internship.
Wow. These companies are so flush
these kids
with
are,
money.
These kids are so smart, though.
I'm sure
these companies, they're trying to find the smartest.
Yeah, but what is more important in this world? These guys that are smart, that can build the technology to maybe one day save us from global warming or something like that, or people getting into radio doing fart jokes because we aren't paid anything as interns.
Thank you.
I feel like we're disrespected. Dude. We should have been paid something for a fart joke.
Yeah, see, they didn't know what we were going to give back to the world.
Obviously not. Or maybe they did. Maybe they did.
It'd be nothing but crude, lewd, and poo-poo humor.
Crude, lewd, and get the dude.
Yeah. I mean, come on. $9,000. That's outrageous. I wonder if this is something new, if this has been going on a while.
I don't know. You said annual?
Annual,
yes.
So what did they walk in there? So it's a job fair is what that was for them to get hired eventually? Or was this, hey, let's go ahead. There's massages. There's hookers in there.
They don't want hookers. You're back to the radio interns.
Oh, yeah,
it's a different mindset.
Good Lord.
I think they're
like, if I could get a backpack out of this, that would be great.
Hey, and a water bottle.
They were doing a bunch of giveaways with some cool stuff.
It's a big – here's what it is, Elvis. Let's say you and I notice that all of these tech people have come here. We're going to sit down as businessmen and go, how do we get some of that money? So we say, we want all of you to come out. We get all these tech companies to sponsor it. And then we tell them, come on out and give your speech and say, if you want to work for us. So there's going to be speeches and all this stuff. So then they're picking from the best thing. Yeah. You got all these guys that want a job. You charge everyone that's coming in. You give them a cheap backpack that as soon as you zip it twice one way, it's going to split wide open the zipper. It's never going to work again.
It's junk, yeah. Right.
And it's like some cheapy plasticky vinyl thing.
That's
and you make an ish load of money where and you really have nothing to do with it other than throwing an event. That's what I want to do. I want to take advantage of this.
Well, they held this at the San Francisco Giants Stadium. You know how much it costs?
AT&T Park.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what it costs to rent? Because I know.
Do you know? Is it like
Kanye West rented it for a couple hours, not as long as this fair, but Kanye West rented it for a few hours to propose to Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
And then at that point, it was revealed how much it is to rent that out.
How much? Is it half a mil a day?
It's $1 million.
Oh!
It was $1 million for him for a few hours.
Wow. So it's more than that.
So you know going into it, you're like, all right, it's going to cost us $1 million. Doesn't matter. We're going to have all these big tech companies pay to be in there and give their message. And we're going to charge every dude coming through there.
Wait, I'm looking at this article. It says almost everything was free.
Oh, sure.
From the giveaways to the food to the drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
So then it's all in sponsorship.
And these kids, I just worked it out, $9,000 a month for a year. If you work for a year, it's $108,000 a year.
Wow.
Just to start as an intern.
As an intern.
And you're getting $1,500 a month for housing.
Yeah.
Jeez. Nice.
We should have went there, JV. You and I.
They don't, Natasha. It's vinegar and water.
Yeah.
They don't want us.
You ain't going to mix.
Yeah.
You never know, though.
I would love to hang out with these guys. They don't want us.
I guess if they wanted to put him on the mic and start doing fart jokes, maybe.
Right.
But
I would do one fart joke, and they'd be like, man, be better.
Yeah.
You can do better. And I tell them, I can't.
I can't. I was really an intern for years.
I actually can't do better.
No, this is
But you can try. I did.
Yeah.
I can't.
And it didn't work. So what do you want to do about it?
Yeah.
I'm sticking right now.
God,
go to hell.
We could have got so many free things.
and that's where, and I do this all the time, and I shouldn't do this. Why do I do this? As soon as they kick me out of this internship for tech guys between 20 and 26, as soon as they, well, they're not really kicking me out, but they're giving me this vibe that they don't want me to be there. And I do this every time, and I shouldn't. I yank their underwear over their head.
Oh,
every single person in the 20,000 person line is wearing different underwear up over their head.
Yeah, the band is actually under each of their noses. Yeah. You know, their underwear band is all...
After it's gone over their head and then...
Yeah, and you're exhausted. Yeah. I mean, you're tired. That's a lot of lifting for an old guy.
And they say the same thing. We expect better out of people. What's wrong with you?
It's like,
and I say again, it's the best I can give.
This is it. And you knew that. You knew that coming
you
in.
You knew.
This is me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I ain't making no $108,000 to get somebody's stupid coffee and granola bar.
Yeah.
I mean, what are these interns doing? What are they doing for $108,000 a year if they work the whole year?
Unless these companies are smart enough to say there is a dude that is going to Purdue who can code like an SOB.
That's probably
he wants
it.
An internship, and we don't have to pay him much, but he's going to take this company to the next level. Yeah. Maybe they got some genius types in there doing a lot of grunt work.
Yeah, for 100, that's nothing. That's pennies for these guys. And they make them sign a non-compete and can't talk about nothing. You just keep it to yourself there, Arnold.
The only thing that sucks, on a personal level, I'm always thinking of how this affects us.
Yeah.
All these new people, like no one knows the doghouse anymore.
Well, I know.
I was actually going to include, we should have sent some people there to advertise the doghouse.
You don't get it, do you? Yeah. They're going to turn it on and go, I expect better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's all we got.
This is it. This is us. It worked 20 years ago.
All these guys here, though, they're even if we did go and advertise, to have to try to convert people. Honestly, we've worked too hard. I would rather just. I like the days where you walk out and every third person is a doghouse fan.
Yes,
1-2 fan. 1-2 fan. 1-2 get out of my face. I hate you guys.
Yeah.
But now
there was
like,
that. Sure,
it's all a big massive.
No, I know.
Transplant into the Bay Area, and none of them care about us.
Nobody knows who we are.
The Doghouse with JV and Elvis. I'm JV.
Hello, it's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
We're about to bring on another guest. I got an interesting little tidbit of information for you,
okay,
Elvis.
Cool.
My mother's side of the family, they are all coverts. My grandpa Jerry Covert is like one of the most known coverts, and this guest has the last name.
Yeah, this is James Covert.
James Covert.
He's from the New York Post.
Okay.
He's got an article out today in the paper.
Do you think I'm related to James?
Let's ask.
Probably.
I mean, you guys want to do a DNA sample right
here? Sure.
Yeah, James.
Listen, guys, I always like to say it's a name you can trust. Right.
I don't name Covert sounds sneaky.
It does, like a covert operation.
Like you're trying to hide things.
Yeah. What are you hiding? Sausage?
I know my grandfather was hiding a few affairs. What about you?
Man, I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, sure.
So let's talk Pokemon Go. I mean, I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I just heard about it yesterday.
What, really?
And they made me write a story.
Uh-huh.
I was in Idaho all last week, and I hadn't heard a thing about it. And then I landed back in the office, and there I was writing.
And now you can't escape it. I'm so done with
this. Taking over the world in 5 days.
Right. There are, you know, anytime you have something big like this, you have your conspiracy theorists. There are a few people saying that this was created by the CIA, or the CIA is working with a certain company, if you research it, and that is the company or the venture capitalist that funded all of this, and they said in a roundabout way, it's just another way to track people. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I think it's the FBI and the CIA and the Trilateral Commission and the Illuminati.
It's all of them. Company. They're all in
and
on
the
it.
Grassy knoll. Yeah.
And
Hitler's
and
alive.
Yeah, and the whole point here, like we said, is we want to get people shopping.
Yeah,
that's what
it.
The real conspiracy is.
So let's go forward with this. James Cover from the New York Post on the Pokemon Go franchise. You're saying in your article today that this thing could swell to a $3 billion business very quickly?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it'll be, you know, it'll be a whole franchise, and it'll go through the whole cycle the same way, you know, any other kind of cartoon franchise does, like, you know, Cars or whatever. And we'll get the action figures and the plush toys back and the major motion picture and then the TV series, and then they'll go back to the publishing again. And, you know, people are saying it's all going to look like Clockwork.
Wow. You know, the craze was happening, I looked at it and I was like, oh, well, this is for kids. And I gave my honest opinion. I said, I tried it. I don't like it. It's not for me. And I kind of ripped on it. I was shocked at how many men, 20s, 30s, 40s, saying, I really love it. Don't you guys put it down? You know, it's kind of related to gaming. And if you don't get it, then you just don't. And I was shocked. Like, what? Grown men? Yep. Grown men are liking this, too?
Tell you something. I got something for you on that. Yesterday, I had, okay, so I had become aware of this thing yesterday morning, and so I'm walking home after work yesterday, and I have my first Pokemon sighting. And you know who it is?
Oh.
It's this married couple, okay? And the woman is like 8 months pregnant. And they're both standing next to each other on the street looking at their little Pokemon grid maps.
Wow.
And I think to myself, it's a good thing this thing wasn't released 8 months ago.
Yeah.
For that woman, you know, they wouldn't be expecting a child.
Yeah.
So we got James Covert. He's from the New York Post. An article today in the paper about the Pokemon Go becoming a billion-dollar industry. What is this issue of safety now that Nintendo has to deal with because this thing's being played everywhere? You wrote about that today.
It's kind of like it's analogous to Snapchat, right? Like everybody was worried about sexting and, oh, this is a gross, sleazy kind of app, and how are we ever going to turn this into some kind of quote-unquote wholesome thing that we can use to make money with? Well, they got past that, you know, parental controls and so forth. And in the same fashion, people are worried that Pokemon, people, you know, little kids are going to get lured into dark alleyways by robbers or predators or whatnot. And thank goodness we haven't seen anything
not kids.
We've seen some adults.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people are saying, look, it's only a matter of time before we get some really grisly stories, you know, that are going to scare the bejesus out of people. And that's going to be an issue. That's something that the advertisers are kind of stroking their chins over this week and wondering, well, gosh, how soon do we really want to get into this until they've got protections and registration procedures and so forth that can prevent a thing like that.
Well, it feels like, though, if you're going to get in on it, you got to do it now during the excitement.
Agreed.
Because a big portion of these people are going to fade out going, okay, I did it for a week. That's enough.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's a question on how, you know, long this phenomenon's going to last. Some people, are sort of in your mind, like, this is going to be a flash in the pan. Other people think this thing has legs and it's going to go for a long time and they can keep the game interesting. That all remains to be seen, but, yeah, I think, to your point, there are some people that are just ready to jump in feet first, particularly a lot of the smaller mom-and-pop retailers that are just finding if they pay the $1.19 an hour or whatever, their traffic is suddenly up 100%.
Interesting. So what do you think of this? I had an idea. You tell me your thoughts. Should Hillary Clinton announce Pikachu as a running mate right now?
Dude.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
See?
Dude, I know I had one in me. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And not only her, but Trump should do it, too. They should both do it. They should fight over Pikachu for a running mate.
Yeah.
I love it.
They're both going to be throwing balls.
That sounds like you on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's what we heard anyway.
Yeah, right. But you don't mind it, right? Just stretch them out.
I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, me too. Well, it depends. I got to stretch the rest of my body out first.
What are you talking about? Get to your next question.
I thought he said, okay,
no, you got sidetracked there, buddy.
So, James, you did a big article on the Pokemon Go today. Did Nintendo know this was going to explode within 5 days? Or is the company like, what the hell is going on here?
I think it's really the latter. I think they're totally, you know, as crazed and freaked out as everybody else is by this and totally caught off guard.
What has it done for the stock? Have you got any numbers on that at all, on Nintendo stock?
It's made it go completely crazy. You know, it's up by $8 or $9 billion at this point since last Thursday.
So
30%. 30% over from that, just the last few days since they put this app on the App Store.
You know how much money?
So, yeah, if you just, for the hell of it, you happen to go in and get Pokemon at stock and you are sitting on it, then you just got rich for no reason.
I wonder.
And it's Google also owns a piece of it, don't forget. And a lot of people, you know, they've gotten into a sticky wicket the past couple of days because, you know, a lot of kids were downloading their Gmail info on there.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think that, you know, this is really the first social networking hit Google has ever had, because everything else they've done with Google Plus and so forth has just been a total flop. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to make some money off of this, too.
And I think we're all trying to figure it out. Here was my thought. We asked people, what is it? What's the draw? Why? What's the appeal here? Why do you like it so much? And several people said, it just brings me back to when I was young. I remember this Pokemon game, but it was in cards and stuff. It wasn't three-dimensional. I'm now, from my childhood memories, able to go out and live this thing. So I think to myself, all right, so for you, that's something that you're into. You can go out and try to look for it. And be a part of it. For me, what I used to love looking for was cocaine and hookers. So what do you think about an app where people, like, they're wandering around? It's not real hookers, but you're wandering around collecting hookers and blow. What do you think?
Well, I think, to your point, the world's just going down to hell in a handbasket. It's not like the good old days.
James, what I'm saying, thank you.
James, can I make some money off of my app idea?
Yeah, so quit talking about it is what I'm saying. Always give out the good ideas out on the radio.
And now someone's going to go.
James is going to
steal this idea.
He's at the Coke and Hose.
Well, the problem with your approach is it actually costs money, typically. Right?
Okay. Well,
I guess it depends on what side of the transaction you're on.
I play a male hooker pretty well.
Yeah, don't you? And it goes both ways. Here's the thing. Do you know the evolution of this? Was it somebody who put together an app and presented it to Nintendo? Or is it somebody in-house that came up with this idea? You know, James?
Yeah, well, it was this startup that Google had been part of Google until like a year or so ago, and they had put out an app that it was called Ingress, which sounds kind of scary, come to think of it, but it was the same kind of principle, and it used Google Maps in the same way that Pokemon does. It was basically everything except it didn't have the Pokemon characters.
Okay.
And so this game is really just that game with the Pokemon characters laid over onto it.
Interesting.
You know? In the previous iteration, and you know, not a lot of people really noticed it.
Yeah.
And it's the same kind of deal with like other apps like Foursquare and its Swarm app. You know, they have the same kind of location-based check-in sort of functionality where you could gamify getting a discount from a restaurant and whatnot. But in this case, it was the marriage of all of those elements put together in one place.
Wow.
And Pikachu being the last element that really made the thing explode, apparently.
Pikachu. All right, James Cover from the New York Post, how Pokemon Go could become a billion-dollar industry. Thank you so much for being on today, bud. We appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
What? What?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, the Doghouse with JV and Elvis. I'm JV.
Hi, it's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
Elvis said, hey, before we go any further into the show, I feel bad about something.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And then Natasha goes, wait, what?
Wait, what?
You feel bad about something? Wait, what?
Yeah, I have a heart. I do care about people, guys. Yeah, JV and Natasha, I was on this thing. Have you heard of Chariot?
Sounds familiar.
Chariot. It's a new service. It's unlike an Uber. But it's kind of like an Uber and a Lyft. What it is, it's a...
Oh, several people can get in the car?
Yeah, it's like, it's not a car, it's an actual van.
It's an actual chariot.
It's decked out. It's really kind of nice.
Oh, it's nice?
But you just go ahead, it's $3 to get from here. Oh, guys, I moved to the marina.
You did,
yeah,
huh?
So I can get $3 from the station to the marina.
Right.
So that's a really good deal. It's way cheaper than anything else. So I get on one coming over here today. And a guy is on there with two friends, and they look younger. They couldn't have been over 21.
Okay.
The guy was almost bald, and I couldn't stop staring at him. His hair, I felt I would get caught every time I was looking at his hair. And it was like the guy had to be 20 years old. His buddies all, you know, young guys, almost like surfer dudes, probably in the tech industry. But his hair was like all the way gone in the front, and I couldn't stop staring. And he caught me like three times. I felt so bad, like a total jerk.
I've done that before, like some of the girls that you've dated, staring at their bald.
He's got a few hairs up there.
Staring at the mustache.
Yeah.
Their full beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hairy arms, the apes, the knuckles dragon.
How sad that someone has so much hair on their arms and all over their back, but then they don't have it on the top of their head.
Nothing. I know.
All of these follicles thrown all around your body.
Yeah.
And you can't get some on the top of your head.
And you know the rear side is just covered.
Oh, yeah.
But my grandfather, and I was thinking,
do they do a transplant from the ass hair up to the. Can they do that across your forehead?
Well, you know what? They should, because that would. People die for curly hair.
Yeah.
They do.
You don't have to get the perms.
But what you got to do is you got to flick the toilet paper out.
Before or during the transplant?
The doctor's got to do that,
okay,
right? You shouldn't get home and have
that
to comb out.
That should be part of the deal.
You shouldn't have to comb out toilet paper.
I know there's a lot that I have to prep, but I shouldn't have to pull the toilet paper.
Can you imagine if they not only got the hair from back there, mm-hmm. but another portion of their body? So there's like a third eye on your forehead.
Wait, what?
A brown eye.
Ew.
Transplant, right? Okay. It was a visual. You had to visualize it right off the bat. I was thinking, though, about this poor guy that I was staring at. My grandfather went bald at 18. He was 18 or 19. Yeah. Bald. And mean, really bald.
I feel for guys that
I do too, because in our society, in most societies, it signifies virility, manly, macho to have a full head of hair. Yeah. I'm lucky I got mine. My twin brother, gone.
Yeah,
really?
It's gone. Yeah, my younger brother. I think my younger brother Brady, who lives in New York, has had some work done on the hair.
I think mine started to recede. Like it was going back a bit. All at mm-hmm. like 25 already on me. And my brother, he's got a full head of hair.
Yeah, it's not.
And that guy can grow a goddamn beard.
Yeah, I can't.
My brother's shorter than I am, mm-hmm. but he's got like full head of hair, beard. I can't do a beard.
I can't either. I can't connect right here. It's all patchy. It's awful. I actually, my beard when it wasn't white was red. I don't know if you remember that.
Really?
I had a red beard, yes.
Because
my mom was a redhead. Well,
yeah. Your mom's beard was red?
The one in her underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, well, I don't know what color that was. The lights were out. But
why were you there so much time?
Because I was trying to go back home.
Yeah.
Elvis, have you ever seen your mother's beaver?
Yeah.
You
I
have?
Did, I did. Well, she's dead now. Well,
you saw it when she was dead? Why?
Say goodbye.
When you went to the morgue to identify the body, you go, I need to see everything.
No, I didn't. She was cremated, thanks. But I remember as a kid, in bed with my mom for some reason, and my brother it was just some weird, you know, where you're a kid and you're scared or something, and I don't know what it was.
And that's where you wanted to hide?
I remember lifting up and seeing something down there going, what the hell is that thing?
And then does it make you want to go, wait, let me look again?
Yeah, I looked a few times because I was scared.
So, you've never seen your mother's
downstairs? I did.
Yeah.
Well, my mom would wear these see-through, like really, like thin, the world's thinnest see-through underwear. So I saw that, and I think another time I walked around the corner and she was in the shower and about hadn't turned the water on yet.
It's scary as a kid. You don't look at your mom like that and you're like, oh, what's attacking her down there?
Whoa.
What kind of animal is that? It's an angry badger.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever seen your father?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you lived with him, so I mean, the chances of it happening.
Well, he was never around. I hardly ever saw him.
He wasn't at your house?
He was there, but he had like three jobs.
He always had a towel over the bush?
I never saw him. I don't think I remember him ever taking a shower.
You don't remember your father ever taking a shower?
I don't remember him ever being home, ever.
What the? Yeah, my family was like that. My mom and
your
dad.
Your dad was out partying?
No, he was always working.
Yeah.
Oh, work.
Right. He had like three jobs.
Yeah, my dad and mom got divorced when we were 13, I think, and he was gone. He was in L.A., and mom was at the bars right after that, hardcore.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, she brings a guy in, and she'd met at the bar, and 2 weeks later, we're getting married.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. This was brutal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this guy, and he was.
I thought that only happened in the movies.
No,
what's wrong with these ladies?
No, my mom, when my dad and her broke up, she was down at the, I don't know, some, the rusty
And in the
rusty
movies,
bucket.
Then they start going, well, you need to like him. You need to get along. He's here for good.
She brought this guy in, and it turns out they were married for 20-plus years until he just recently died. So he was my stepfather for a long time, but he was a weird guy. We never really knew his last name.
Really?
He gave us a weird name. First, his name was Rick Finnegan. Then all of a sudden, his name changed to Richard Michaels. And we're like, what is that?
So this guy, there were some issues with the law?
Oh,
so like...
there was more than that. There was issues with him. He always said he was a POW in the Vietnam War and this and that. Well, then we're like, well, we're broke. Why don't you go for some VA benefits? I'm not taking any of that stuff. I work for a living. Really? If you were a POW, a Vietnam
you
veteran,
you
can go
benefits,
and get some money and get some help and get some health insurance for us kids. Yeah. Oh, it was bad. And he was a chain smoker. He would drink, nice guy to a point. He would drink, and probably said a matter of, in 10 years that I was around him, or 8 years, probably said a total of 15 sentences. Wasn't
really?
A talker. My mom was a brow.
Would you sit there?
My mom was a brow. No, he wouldn't sit there. He'd be out doing stuff, cleaning and stuff like that. I don't know if he was on amphetamines. I don't know what
Could
was going on.
It's weird as a kid how you process this.
Yeah.
Later in life, then you go, wow, that's if I were to run into the same person.
Yeah.
Like if you, let's say here at the station, you met your mother or you met this guy, would you be like, these two are freaking weird.
Oh, freaks. And then you want to hear something even crazier. When my mom, she was dying of cancer, what it was, a 2007 or something. We were in New York City. She was dying of cancer, and then she died. And I came back in 2008, and I looked him up, and he was working in a motel. And I came up to him, and I went, Rick, it's Danny. And he turned around, and it was this old man. I couldn't even recognize him because he had throat cancer.
And that
and he goes, Danny, I can't believe it's you. You know, come into my room. And he was working in a motel. He was a motel manager, and he was so good to see you. Are you still into golf and stuff like that? I felt so bad. I gave him my number. 3 weeks later, I get a call from my brother. He had died.
Whoa.
And this was a guy in my life over 20 years, and I didn't even know him. Weirdest, craziest.
So that was that. You remember, because you had that a bit of a run where everyone that you went near died.
My mom, my ex-stepfather,
you
my
were either
dad,
getting run over, losing jobs, or people dying.
From 2008 on, everybody was dying.
Yeah. Natasha and I, it'd be a damn wonder if we make it through this weekend.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. We're going on a road trip.
I know. Here's what
Don't
I
put
say.
That out there.
Good luck to yous.
That's all you have for me.
That's
good
all
luck
I got.
To you.
Good luck to you, both. Yeah, it was weird. And then I felt sorry for the guy after a while. I felt sorry for the guy because I know what a biznitch my mother was. So it was a weird situation, man.
Yeah, comma, tomorrow is fine, period.
Are you doing business while we're doing a show?
Yeah.
Are you setting up gigs? What's going on?
Someone was asking about a guest for the Wild 94.9 morning show tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're doing a show here on Talk 910.
I'm here on Talk 910 setting up a guest for tomorrow. Yeah. You were talking, I checked. At what point did I check out? And look it over at Natasha. She's doing the same thing.
I'm
on her phone.
I am talking.
And pouring your heart out.
I'm pouring my heart out here about the awful childhood and things that tragedies that have happened to me, and you guys, he's doing business. He's setting up spreadsheets on
Natasha's
PowerPoint.
Natasha's on Twitter.
She's checking social media for your stupid dog. I mean,
I'm sorry, I'm on low sugar.
That's
my attention span is very short.
Yeah, it might be. We're on this new diet.
Yeah.
I think one of the, what are they called? Side effects is even when a story is so riveting, just hard to focus.
Now, I know it wasn't that good, but you can at least wait till the break to do some work, all right?
It was about a guest for tomorrow.
Okay. Is it a good – I hope the guest is worth it.
Speaking of your morning show, so I was driving this morning running some errands, and I heard you say – you were talking about that I didn't care about – watching a rated R sex scene next to
the
plane.
We're on a plane, and Natasha is renting up a
it was
House of Cards.
House of Cards.
And there's nudity, and there's a little girl sitting next to us.
I didn't know. No, I think there were two incidents. The first one, they were having sex, and I didn't realize the girl was sitting next to me, and I was
little
like,
girl
I
watching.
Was wailing my arms. I didn't know what to do because I do.
Was it on the TV in the back of the thing?
Yes.
Yeah, and the girl's looking right over at it.
But I didn't expect
someone's daughter.
Two naked people to
you know what? That's on her parents. Put a hood over that kid.
you got to know, if I'm sitting in a plane and I see a little kid next to me, I'm not going to watch any edgy television.
No, it's House of Cards.
But still, if there's sex in that. There's nudity.
I didn't know.
I mean, it's Kevin Spacey's wrinkly ass, but there's nudity
but
in
I
that.
I just want you to know I did care. I think the second time...
Kevin Spacey's wrinkly ass had the same bush that your mom had.
No, his wrinkly ass told a better story earlier. You'd stay riveted to his.
What were you saying, Natasha? Because we got to close out the break.
Well, I think you were referring to the second time, because the second time it was on, but I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And that was the second
time the young girl was scarred. Good job.
Excellent.